Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise God. Good to see all of you. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, children. Yeah, today I have a very hard task. How I'm going to engage the children. How I'm going to make sure that they get something from this service. All right? But children, you're going to learn something, okay? You're going to do what? Children, you're going to what? You're going to learn something good. Glory be to God. Okay? When I just got born again, I was around 22 years. I taught children, okay, in children's church. I was there, very serious, okay? After the service, I think it was 8 o'clock, 8 to 10, you remember? Then I'd go up, children's church. And I would, you know, I'd be with the children. Then they would give me my own, like 10, to teach them your stuff, okay? So I knew that the best way to engage the kids and to get them, you know, like excited about what you are talking about and how to get them expectant, you know, of the following Sunday was to tell them stories. Glory be to God. Hey, I remember I told kids stories, man. Hey, but they were not on the agenda, eh? So for me, I would go off script and tell my 10 kids what? Very interesting stories. Glory be to God. So just pray for me that a story will come up, okay, for the kids. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, today, before he puts up the title or the sermon, by yesterday afternoon, you know, I thought I would talk about something, then by 7 p.m. it has changed. By the time I went to bed, I'd gotten what the Lord wanted us to share. And as I thought about it in the morning, I was like, yeah, it actually makes sense, eh? Especially since the year has just begun. Glory be to God. All right? And we're going to talk about fulfilling God's will for your life. Okay? But when I was like, this makes sense, eh? It is a new year, okay? I was like, it's good that I should add in 2024. Glory be to God. Fulfilling God's will for your life in 2024. Glory be to God. There's so many things we want to do for ourselves, or we want God to do for us this year, isn't it? And that's good. That's godly. Okay, we have shopping lists. Okay, by the way, Dennis, I was waiting for you. Where's the wife? I saw the wife. Yeah, I was waiting for you not to say something about equality. And I'll be like, man, I can't believe that a dream can be that simple and someone misses the most simple and important thing. Glory be to God. But there must have been an angel of dream interpretation here who was like, man, there's this one. Yeah, glory be to God. Yeah, so there are many things that we want God to do for us, we want to achieve this year, and that is very godly. That is very what? Godly, okay? Children, there's so many things you want God to do for you, isn't it? To do for your parents, to do for your relatives, and that is good, eh? Okay? And God wants to do them for you. Hallelujah. However, we also have to recognize that there are things God wants us to do for him. Do you understand, eh? There are things God wants children to do for him, adults to do for him. And actually, that is more important. Glory be to God. That is what? More important. And when you do God's things, when you do the things God wants you to do for him, then you can be sure that he will do for you the things you want him to do for you. Like someone said, if you mind God's business, God will mind your business. Hallelujah. Now, the things God wants you to do for him are the will of God for your life. Glory be to God. They are the will of God for your life. All right? If you can find out what God's will for you is in 2024, and you get serious about accomplishing it, all right? Yes, even as you make known to him what you want him to do for you, be sure he will also do for you those things. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Children, you know, if you want a birthday gift in December, okay? It is wise for you that you start in January doing the good things that your parents want you to do. Hallelujah. All right? Yeah, most probably they will give you a gift even when you're naughty. But there are some gifts they won't give you. Because those are special gifts for good children. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Yes, there are some, you remember, now like there are schools where when you finish a certain subject, you complete it, they give children presents. Okay? Some school, they call it shopping. Okay? After every end of a certain course unit, okay, the children are told that now on this day we're going to shop. Everyone is going to pick what they want. Glory be to God. So that is for all children. You all get. But at the end of the term, okay, at the end of the term, not every child is going to get something. An award. You understand? Eh? So there are things which God withholds, and he will only give them to you if you have done his work, if you've done his business. Are you listening to me? All right? And very often, he will make that known to you. Okay? If you walk with him, okay? If you walk with him, you will realize that for you, there is a certain thing he's not going to do for you unless you do for him something. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So in 2024, we want to ensure that as individuals, as families, as a church, we get to know what God wants us to do for him, and we do it. Okay? And that is why the message today is entitled Fulfilling God's Will for Your Life in 2024. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All right? Paul told someone in Colossians 4:17, okay? This person was called Archippus, okay? Archippus, Archippus. You know the thing of architect, eh? Is it architect, architect? Eh? Anyway, so he says that he's like said to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord that you may fulfill it. Glory be to God. Okay? Take heed to the ministry, to the things that God wants you to do for him in 2024, that you may fulfill them. If it is a thing, that you may fulfill it. Glory be to God. Amen? You know, children, before you were born, before your parents saw you, okay, God knew you. You know that? God knew you, and there is some work he was sending you to the earth to do for him. Okay? Nkwanz, even before Uncle Sam, Man, my kids were telling me yesterday, one of them was telling me that, Daddy, your hair, what? Your hair is growing. They say, you're going to become like Uncle Sam. Children, who don't know, this is Uncle Sam. So Abigail, I think, was telling me, man, Daddy, your hair, man, your head, okay, it's going to become like Uncle Sam's what? Then I told him, no, Uncle Sam, there's no here, I can't get there. Glory be to God. Oh, this man, nothing. Okay? It's amazing that sometime last year, he told me that his barber increased the what? I was like, what? First of all, he had nothing to cut. Okay, now he has increased. Nkwanzi, can you imagine? But this is thuggery, Ugandans, really? Okay? So my children, before you are born, God had a work for you. When he was sending you through your mother's womb, okay, there was a work he wanted you to do for him, okay, during your stay on the earth. Okay, for example, Paul the apostle, in Galatians chapter 1:15, Paul said that it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the Gentiles. Okay, so before Paul was born, okay, children, before Paul was what? Was born in a hospital. Before Paul was born, where? Where? Paul wasn't born in a hospital. Like Jesus, was Jesus born in a hospital? Where was Jesus born? In a manger, sheep, you know, eh? I met many people in Uganda, like your several of your grandparents were not born in hospitals. Do you know that? Hey, you ask your mommy and daddy. They were not born what? In hospitals. Hallelujah. Some were born at home. Yes. Some were born, you know, like villages, there are no hospitals. But children are born. Children are what? Uncle Sam, where were you born? There's something you have never told your kids. You might say them today. Hallelujah. Not everyone is born in a hospital, by the way. Children, just for your own information. So before Paul was born, when he was in his mother's womb, God gave him work. Okay? Work that when he's born, his work will be to preach Jesus among the different nations of the world. Glory be to God. Okay? For Jeremiah said, okay, God told him that before you are even formed in your mother's womb, Jeremiah 1:5, he said, even before you are formed in your what? Mother's womb. Okay? God says that, I knew you. Okay? You were there even before you were formed in your mother's womb. I knew you. Okay? Then he said that before you were born, I sanctified you. I set you apart for a certain work. The work of being a prophet to the nations. Glory be to God. Okay? And so Paul had to do the work God created him to do. Jeremiah had to do the work God created him to do. And so should we. Hallelujah. All of us, children, adults. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? We didn't come here. We didn't come here just to play. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Playing is good. Playing is what? Playing is very good. Every child should play. Hallelujah. These schools which give kids a lot of homework and they don't get to play, that is very, very bad. That is very, very what? That is very, very bad. But even you adults, you should. Who told you that when you grow old, you should stop playing? Adults, really, who told you that when people clock, I don't know which age, they stop playing? Okay? Adults who don't play, that is also very, very bad. That is very, very what? That is very, very bad. Glory be to God. Bridget, you play. You should play with your kids. Glory be to God. Okay? Marrieds, play with one another. Hallelujah. Okay? Someone has run out. Okay? Lydia, okay? Accept to play. Okay, to play golf. When they take you for golf, allow and go and what? Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Dennis Mujimba, when did you last play? You should play. Play with your friend. Play with Raphael's mother. Glory be to God. Sam. Hallelujah. But I'm very serious. Okay? Play with. And you see, when you play, especially with kids, okay? Adults, there's a way in which it keeps you younger. Glory be to God. That's why teachers, you go back and look for your primary school, what? You'll be like, man, the guy still looks like, what? Even his jazz, you know, because they're always with kids, with children. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So children, after here, please, when you're going, you tell your parents that we have to play together. Hallelujah. You have to play what? Together. Okay, if you don't want to run, play Ludo. You know Ludo? There's nothing evil about Ludo. You know Ludo? Glory be to God. Cards, Matatu. Okay? Joanne, is there anything evil about Matatu? Nothing evil. Play Matatu with your kids. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Children, do you know Matatu? Cards. Do your parents play cards with you? I said no. You say, yes, someone said no. Please, parents, take notes. Hallelujah. Okay? But they play, okay? Play. Sometimes, you know, this money you waste going to gyms. Playing with your kids at home, running, what? Will save you that money. And you will achieve more than what? What you would have, whatever, in the gym. The money you pay in the gym, the fuel to drive you there, all that is money. But if you just remain at home and play, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I play with my madam, sometimes it's a struggle to what? Yeah. Okay, madam. Glory be to God. Amen. Nemuzanye. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, there are those who play with only the children, but they don't play with their what? Now that is very, very bad. Glory be, that is very, very what? Hey, hallelujah. If there's a game you want to teach your kids, okay, demonstrate the game with your friend, with your madam, or with your guy, you understand? Hallelujah. Amen? But this is very serious. These are the things that should be taught in marriage conferences. Playing. Hallelujah. And you see, playing solves a lot of issues. You know, there's something where you won't need counseling. But after you've played, you realize that, okay, we are friends. Then you go back at the what? The counseling session, we had booked. We don't have to go. Glory be to God. But it's true. You know, you play while you... And when you're playing, it's not about winning. Glory be to God, madam. It's not about winning, it's about bonding. Hallelujah. Hey, temovisamu. Don't get angry. Don't, you know, eh? Don't over, if you're playing badminton, don't overheat, like, eh? To get a point. It's not about winning. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. But this is very serious. Eh? You're laughing. Nay, I'm very serious. God is very what? Serious. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. So Paul had a work to do for God, and he had to do it. Jeremiah had a work to do for God, and he went ahead. And even Jesus didn't come to just to see the Holy Land, to tour the Holy Land. Glory be to God. He wasn't born to tour Israel, to see where is Galilee, where is whatever. He had a work to do. Okay? Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 5. Okay, it says that therefore when he, Jesus, came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you, God, did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. So that body was going to be the sacrifice. And specifically the sacrifice for what? For our sins, okay? Then he says, he repeats himself in verse 6 and says that, in burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure. Okay? In the cows and the goats. Eh? Okay? Then he says, then I said, I, Jesus, said, behold, I have come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do your will, O God. The will, okay, God's will for him to be the sacrifice for the sins of mankind. Glory be to God. So children, he said that in the volume of the book, it is written of me. Jesus was like, in the volume of the book, it is written of me to do your will. Okay? Children, there are books in heaven that talk about your life. Okay? Children, there are books in heaven. Remember, before you were born, God knew you. Isn't it? And he had work for you. Now, all that, he wrote it in a book. Before you were even born. There is a book. The book has chapters. Glory be to God. The book has chapters. The things you're supposed to do for God. Hallelujah. Okay? Even Jesus, you see, for Jesus, he says that in the volume of the book, even Jesus' life was written in a certain book. And he had to come to the earth to do those things that are written about him in his book. Do you know the title of that book? Of your book in heaven, children? Can you guess? Who wants to guess? And just know that the title has your name. You understand? The title has your name in addition to three other words that could be there. Okay, so this title is about who? Okay? Glory be to God. Title, grace, joy. It's there. Hallelujah. So just make sure that before Jesus comes to take you home in the rapture, to take you to heaven, just make sure that you have completed all the chapters. Hallelujah. Don't pray that Jesus, pray that by the time he comes, you've completed the chapters. Many people die. Many people go to heaven before they have completed the chapters in their books. And that is very bad. So when they go to heaven, they don't get as much reward as they would have received had they completed the chapters in their books. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Kato and Waswa. Okay. Just because you are born on the same day doesn't mean that you share a book. You share the womb, but you have different books. Hallelujah. And different books, you're not going to, each of you, separate things you're supposed to do for God. Hallelujah. Adults, muliku chapter chi. Brother, those are serious questions, eh? Very serious questions. Now I'm on adults. Eh? You should always ask yourself, God, how am I doing? You understand, eh? Okay? Monitoring and evaluation. You shouldn't just live, you know, just living. You find out even the work you're supposed to do, and then you just go about it. But you should ask God, man, how far am I on course? Am I on the chapter I'm supposed to be at? Glory be to God. You may be supposed, God expects you to be at chapter 10, but you're in chapter 2. And very soon, he's calling you home. Okay? But these are very serious things. Ask yourself, God, how am I doing? Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. So Jesus, okay, he came to do the will of the Father. Glory be to God. Okay? In John chapter 17, from verse 4, Jesus says that, okay, just before he went to the cross, he said that, I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me. Glory be to God. I have done what? Glorified you on the earth. How? By doing and finishing the work God had for him. We tend to think that glorifying God is only about singing. Okay? Singing to God is very, very good. God wants us to do it. Okay? However, or at the same time, glorifying him involves doing the work that he wants you to do for him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you're not doing the work God has for you, there is a certain area in your life where you're not glorifying him. Amen? Hallelujah. Jesus said, I have glorified you on the earth. How? By finishing the work that you gave me to do. Jesus finished all the chapters in his book. Children, Jesus completed all the chapters in his book. And he's our example. He's our what? He's our example. We should also pray that we do everything that is written of us in the books which are in heaven. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, it wasn't easy for Jesus. Especially that part of going to the cross and dying there. It wasn't easy. It wasn't what? It wasn't easy. So even us, there are some chapters in our books which won't be easy. But God expects us to still do that work. God expects us what? To still do that work. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. That chapter, those chapters are not for playing. There's no chapter in the book that is about playing. Hallelujah. Well, playing is for resting. Amen? Hallelujah. By the adults, don't let these kids play before they do work. Now children are looking at me like, obio no nye. But parents, be serious. Or, by the way, even me, myself, sometimes I look at my daughter's man, wake up immediately playing. And I'm like, but this is not right. And I'm responsible for this in future. If troubles arise because of this kind of behavior, I'm also to blame. Okay? Playing should be after working. Children, do you understand? Like, when you go to school, what time do you go to school? What time do you reach school? Six. When you get to school at six, do you go to the field to play? No. When do you go to the field to play? Or break time? Isn't it? Break time. That is not good. Okay? Get me your teachers for now. Hallelujah. But anyway, seriously, Hallelujah. So even on the earth, there are no chapters for playing. Rather, concerning those books in heaven. Okay, but God expects you to play after you've done the day's work. Then you play, relaxation, you know. Wake up the following day, first work. Hallelujah. Amen? Then you play. So Jesus, it wasn't easy. Okay? Matthew chapter 26, verse 38. Okay? Just before he goes to the cross, he's in a certain garden. Okay? He takes his disciples there. Then he tells them that my soul is exceedingly sorrowful even to death. Sorrowful even to death because of the final chapter of the book. Final chapter. Okay? It wasn't what? Easy. Then he tells his friends, the disciples, that stay here and watch and pray with me. Then he went a little farther, okay, and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Okay? The last chapter in Jesus' life, okay, was a very difficult chapter. Okay? To the extent that he prayed, that if God can excuse him from that chapter. We're talking about Jesus, by the way. Okay? But then he said that, but not my will, but let your will be done. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, we have difficult chapters in our lives. Glory be to God. Now, when we pray about them, okay, if it is hard, you should pray like Jesus. You should pray like Jesus, you know, like Father, okay? If it is possible, let this cup pass. Okay? He's talking about the cup of suffering. Suffering. He's going to the cross to suffer. Okay? So we can say, God, let this cup, this suffering, this chapter, okay, let it be what? Pass from me. But then we should add. We should add and say, nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Glory be to God. That prayer of, let your will be done. You're like, God, I have my desire, but let your will be done. Glory be to God. Okay, children, are you listening? There's some things which you'll have to do for God sometimes, some days, and they are not easy. Okay? Like going to school. There are those days when going to school is not easy, isn't it? Okay? There are other days even when going for swimming is not easy. Is that so? When going to... For swimming is not easy. Is that so? Or going for whatever game. Oh, okay. There are days when going for your birthday party is not easy. Huh? But you're like, but God, let your will be done. Your will is a birthday party. Let it be done. But it's not easy, God. Are there those days? once a year, once in 5 years when it is not easy to go forward. Hallelujah. Anyway, but seriously, the times when some things God would want you to do for him are not easy. It was the case with Jesus. And Jesus prayed that, God, if this can be taken away from me. But then he said, but let your will be done. Not my will, but your will. Glory be to God. Okay? In fact, when he prayed that way, according to Luke chapter 22, verse 43, okay, the Bible says that an angel appeared to him from heaven and strengthened him. Glory be to God. So for those difficult chapters, for that difficult work you have to do for God, if you pray to him and he insists that this chapter has to remain in the book, that this work has to be done, if you pray to him, he will give you strength to do it. He will give you angelic assistance. Okay? The Holy Spirit will help you. Are you listening to me? Glory be to God. The Holy Spirit will do what? Will help you. Angels will be sent from heaven to help you. Many times you won't see them, but they will be there with you to help you. But helping you doesn't mean that they will remove the feeling of difficultiness. You understand? Angels coming to help you doesn't mean that things will necessarily become simple. Okay? Very often they will remain difficult, but you're being helped. Do you understand? But you're being helped. Hallelujah. And if you don't do that work, you won't tell God that, man, things were difficult. I tried and I failed. You also know God. Things are hard. God, you know, you're like, I didn't have help. God said, no, I sent help. I was there by my angels, by the Holy Spirit. I was there to help you. Glory be to God. Amen. Paul, remember Paul? Okay? He said that when I was in my mother's womb, okay, God would set me apart to be a preacher. Remember, children? But Paul's work wasn't easy. Paul's work wasn't what? Do you know Chivoko? Who shouted? Mkwanzi, eh? Chivoko. Lydia must be somehow good at what? Chivoko. Huh? And that is very good. Every parent at a certain age should be good at Chivoko. However, you understand? Eh? If a parent is not good at Chivoko, kids, Chivoko is what? Caning. If at a certain age a parent is not good at Chivoko, they are not really good parents. According to what? Okay? And a parent who canes a child for being naughty, misbehaving, doing bad things, that parent loves the child. Okay? It is hard to convince kids, and I cannot. But if at a certain age you are doing bad things and you're not being caned, and your sister or brother is doing bad things and they're being caned, just know, don't think because you're not being caned that it's okay. Okay? The person who's not caning you, just know. I fear to say this, what I want to say. Okay? Because I might cause what? Problems in families. But anyway, a parent who loves a child will spank the child when there is a need for the spanking. A parent who doesn't love the child won't spank. So the children can grow up spoiled and they get messed up in future because they were not spanked when they were children. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. My dad didn't have a cane, didn't have a chiboko. Children, can I tell you a story about my father who is in heaven? He died. For him, he didn't have a chiboko. He had a belt. He had a what? In Uganda, it is called Omusipi. Omusipi. When it was time for Kenny, calls you to his room. Sometime, by the way, it used to be in his office. His office, workplace. Okay? What closes the door, the secretary behind there, then what's happening? Gets off the belt. Hallelujah. That's why there are things I don't do or I didn't do as a child, as a teenager, because of the belt I'd experienced growing up. You understand? Some parents now don't have chiboko. They have belts, but they don't what? We use them, but they have slippers. That is also equally good and effective. But when you get the slipper, don't do like that. The slipper should come from these ends. It shouldn't come from near here. Should come from what? So that it comes with some, yes, to cause pain. To inflict what? Pain. Hallelujah. Okay? Children, if your parents don't know how to do that, give them my phone number. So they call me and I what? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We are the headmaster, deputy headmaster. In my high school. High school. Okay, we are the deputy master. So when he would get two boys misbehaving, he would take them to his office. We are the headmaster. Take them to his office. Then he tells them to cane each other. Cane each other. So he would sit at his what? Desk. Or in his chair. Then tell them now. Cane each other. Five. Then he asks, who is the first to go down? Then you all don't know. You don't know. He say, okay, you go down first. Okay? Then because now you're friends. And you see, if you beat, if you cane your friend very hard, just know when his turn comes, he's also going to cane. How? So you would start by caning softly. Then the deputy master will say, give me the chiboko. Let me show you how to do it. So you as Kenny little, go down. And I show you how to do it. Then you say, that's how you should do. So start. Okay? Start. Okay? One time I was showing them how to cane and it was raining. So he told him, look at the rain. Look at the rain. Yeah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Yeah, I was thinking about Paul the apostle. His work wasn't easy. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 says that a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. So he is talking about suffering. His calling, his work involved suffering. Hallelujah. Paul had to suffer. He was caned. He was stoned. Okay? So he says that concerning this thing, the thorn in the flesh, the suffering, the persecutions, he says that I pleaded with the Lord 3 times. And each of those times could have been extensive. Like maybe a month is one time. That whole month is praying to God. He's like, Lord, let this depart from me. You understand? Let this suffering stop. And what did the Lord say? Okay? The Lord told him that my grace is sufficient for you. As in, I'm not going to take this away. I'm not going to take away this suffering. It is part of your calling. It is a chapter in your book. It is not going away. Especially since you love me, Paul, and you want to do my work. Glory be to God. I told him, but I've given you the grace to go through it. You understand? I've given you the ability to go through it. But going through it doesn't mean the suffering is going away. You go through the suffering as you accomplish God's will for your life. Hallelujah. The Balokol of today have to understand these things. We come to church we have made God like an ATM. You know, it's like, man, anytime we meet resistance, things get hard. We jump out of the stuff. And then we do things the way the world does them. You understand? Yeah, the Christians of today, we are weak. We are so feeble, so fragile. Hallelujah. Our impression of God, our perspective of God is just like you are God, like the way you see God is like he's going to take you to the life with him is something like being at the beach, playing volleyball at the beach, every day is your birthday party, you know, that kind of life. But the Bible has never said that. The Bible says that if you decide to follow Jesus, just know that you're going to suffer in this world. Do you understand? So there are things you suffer because you are in the will of God. Hallelujah. Amen? Because you are in the will of God and you shouldn't throw in the towel. All right? So angels strengthen Jesus. Okay? Here Paul is being told that my grace is what? Sufficient for you. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There was a man in the Bible, okay, called Moses. You know Moses? Okay? God appeared to him and told him that, Moses, I have work for you. My people are slaves in Egypt. Okay, they are suffering and they have cried out to me to come and help them to take out of Egypt. And God heard their prayer and tells Moses that, come, I'm sending you to do that work for me. Okay? To do the what? The work for me. Okay? Then in chapter 4, verse 10 of Exodus, Moses tells God that, oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent. You've gotten the wrong person. You've made a mistake. Okay? You've made a mistake. You want me to go and speak to Pharaoh. But God, I don't know how to speak. As in, you've gotten the wrong what? The wrong chap. Okay? My twin brother. Okay, I am Waswa. You have confused me with Waswa. I'm Kato God. Okay? He said, I'm not eloquent. Okay? Neither have I. Like, I am not. I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. So the Lord said to him, who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now, therefore, go, I will be with your mouth and teach you what to say. Hallelujah. So Moses here didn't want to do what? God's work. Okay? He gave so many excuses. Verse 13 says that, but he, Moses, said, oh, my Lord, please send by the hand of whomever else you may send. As in, God, send someone else. Send someone else. And you know what happened, children? Okay? Can I tell you what happened when Moses said that? Do you know what happened? God got angry. What happened? God got angry at Moses. Do you know what it means for God to get angry at you? Now, we have this gospel that God didn't get angry. Man, that thing is dangerous. Eh? That thing is what? That gospel is dangerous. You start to treat God like your best friend, your husband, you know. Eh? Man, there are times when God gets angry at his children. At Balokole, God what? Gets angry. And so the Bible says that the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. Do you know why God got angry? Because Moses didn't want to do God's work. He was even telling God, can you imagine you tell God that God, you get someone else. God was angry. Hallelujah. I'll never forget once upon a time, I was in that stupid grace thing. Eh? Okay? That gospel of God, his anger was all whatever that the cross in this dispensation, God didn't get angry anymore. I was in that stuff. Okay? This should have been like 2004, 2004, 2005, 2003, around that time. God was telling me to do something. I tried to do it to obey God because I loved him. Okay? But along the way, man, things got tough. Man, I told God, I'm done. God, you also know I have done my what? Okay? I remember I was even lying down in a chair, you know, but as I'm praying, you're like, God, this thing, I'm out. Man, eh? I will never forget as I lay in that, you know, with chair, I sensed the anger of God. You know, it was so vivid. I sensed God getting angry at me. And that was the beginning of my revising my theology. I'm telling you, I remember, I'll never forget that thing. So that's why I get amazed by people who God tells to do something and say, I won't do it, and they are normal. Because for me, I'm like, man, that feeling I experience, the anger of God, I'll never forget it. And thank God I experienced it that time. Because since then, I have had to do other difficult things. But I've never gotten to that point of saying, I want, you understand? Eh? I'm like Jesus, things are hard by God. I'm like, God, this thing is tied. Nyamba. I say, God, please help me. You know, eh? Hey, the anger of God, man, eh? And you know, eh? Yeah, anyway, so God got angry at what? Yeah. Anyway, but we all know the story. Finally, Moses accepted to do God's work. And children, we should always accept to do God's work. Hallelujah. Amen. There was another guy, children. Some guy called Jonah. In Uganda, they call him Yonah. Eden has a certain song. She saw some whatever. Like a video. Yonah, or whatever. Yonah. Jonah. Huh? You know, Jonah chapter 1, verse 1. Do you know what happened? It says that the word of the Lord came to Jonah, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come before me. Do you know what Jonah did? Said, but Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish, to run away from God. God is like, go to Nineveh, like God saying, go to Kampala, eh? You all know Kampala, children, where it is. Where is it? It's here. Okay? This is part of what? Of Kampala. So God will tell something. Go to Kampala and do for me what? Then you get a boda-boda. And you tell the boda-boda man, take me to Jinja. Now this is what happened to Jonah. And you know, because of that, like he was, he's like, I'm not going to do it. He fled. Okay? Got on a ship to run away. Do you know what happened? Eh? God sent, was it a flood? A storm. A storm, man. He was in a storm. And now, the dangerous thing about these things of what? Of not doing God's work is that when the anger of God, when God unleashes his anger, and maybe it's called what? Retribution? And it's spanking of sorts. The bad thing about it is that oftentimes it affects even the people around you. Now, that's a bad thing about it. That's why maybe one day I will preach to you a sermon entitled Run to the City of Refuge. If you are in a place God is judging, and you know he's judging that place, like a workplace, a family, you understand? The best thing to do is what? Get out. Yeah, but there's something you can get out. Please understand me in context, all right? But anyway, so he's on a ship. God sends a storm. And man, all the guys there, innocent chaps, but businessmen, merchants, Bambi batwala ebyamaguzi. They're called what? Merchandise. Bali Bambi, what? They are importing and exporting. They are, it's called what? They are shipping. Shipping. Back in the day, what? There was shipping. Shipping didn't start from Europe. Shipping goods. Bambi, they're trying. And we understand. And man, they are all going to, because of one catch-up, who was fleeing from the will of God. Meanwhile, the chap was even sleeping. Jonah was sleeping, man. And man, guys are going to die because of him. Glory be to God. You know, he was going to die. He was going to what? He was going to die. And do you know who was behind his death? Who was behind the near death? Do you know who was behind it? Who? It was God. It wasn't the devil, man. Maybe God used the devil. I don't know. There's someone who say that the devil at times, what? He's assigned to do that work. And I think there's a story like that in the Bible where God tells Mugende, this girl is going to die. Hallelujah. Amen? Now these things are very what? A me who's not in your grace things, that hyper exaggerated false grace gospel, me who knows these things, those things that scare me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Children, are you bored? You shouldn't be, because I've just told you about your friend Jonah. Jonah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Okay. Let us. If you already know what you're supposed to be doing, continue doing it. But as you ask God for updates, man, how am I doing? Okay? I'm supposed to be I'm on chapter 5, God. Am I supposed to be on chapter 5? Then God say, aha, yeah. And the entire year, by the way, you might be at chapter 5. The chapter 5 is long. And that's kawa. No hurry, you understand? You're going at God's what? Pace. Hallelujah. Okay? Fulfill God's will for your life. Find out from him what you're supposed to be doing. If there's something you are, if you already know, God has told you for many, and you've been on that, continue on that. Like we said on 31st, continue running well. Don't be hindered by anything. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I was with a certain sister of mine over a few days ago. She's married. So she was starting to get worried about something. Okay? Then the Lord told her you had better stop. As in, Otani said, but please stop. You've begun getting right. Stop. Because you're going to get high blood pressure. And you die. And, I don't know if I should say what I was going to say next. Because of the children. Okay? Then your husband will do what? And it will be your kids to suffer. You know, eh? Then that was the end of the journey which had begun of worrying. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But I'm preaching to a very serious one. And by the way, doing God's will has rewards. God will bless you. Some of the blessings will be while you're here on earth, but like 99% of them will be when we go to heaven and we come back here and we live with Jesus forever and ever. The rewards for what? Obeying him. Even Jesus was rewarded for obeying God. Okay, remember Jesus when he went to the cross? Okay, you remember Jesus was God, but he came to the earth as a human being and he died. Okay, and God blessed him. Okay, it says that in Philippians chapter 2, from verse 5. Our children have to know these things. Glory be to God. Children, I like you. Okay, that's why I want you to know some of these verses in the Bible. Okay, but you've heard of them. Okay, but it's good to always read them when there's an opportunity. So it says that Jesus, who being in the form of God, okay, he was God, did not consider each robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of men. Okay? God became a man. He came as a man. And then he says, verse 8, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and did what? Became obedient to the point of death. Hallelujah. But remember, it wasn't what? Easy. Okay, then of course he died on the cross. Verse 9, therefore, look how God blessed him, children. Therefore, God also has exalted Jesus and given him the name which is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee in heaven, okay, on earth and under the earth, okay, they all bow down to that name, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, a great name. Glory be to God. Okay, do you know some people on earth who have great names, children? When you hear that name, you're like, wow. If they tell you that person is coming to your home, can you give me an example of a human being, you know, a man or a woman who has a great name? Children, parents, munyambe yo, mugamba bana ba mwe, answering a question yange. Siba na ba ange. Who? Do I? Ah, that singer, eh? Yay! That name, when you hear, is it kawa? That chap, okay. Because my friend, why? Twins, any name you know, someone famous, someone great, either in Uganda or outside Uganda. Which president? There are 1,000 presidents. Museveni, that name, when you hear it, when the time is coming right now here, even the pastor can decide to close the service real quick. Museveni is coming. Huh? Who said what? Gabriel? Balat Kagaz, he doesn't score goals anymore. Sinach. Give a big hand clap. Sinach. Huh? Is he Kawa? I don't know. Matthew. Give a big hand clap. You hear Pastor Patrick Wanera is coming. Matthew cannot miss a service. Can you miss that service? You can't miss. You have to come. Hallelujah. There's someone I'm looking for. A what? A great one? That's true. Yeah. But some names, somehow, for some reason, they are greater for some time. Okay? Now, Jesus, all those people you have mentioned, Trump, Biden, Museveni, Haaland, okay? Haaland, whatever. Ferguson, whoever, eh? Jesus has a greater name than all of them. But he got it because he decided to do God's work, even if it was difficult. It was difficult, he prayed, and God sent angels to help him. Okay? In the same way, if we do God's will, he will bless us. Children, you will be what? Better you children, you had better do God's will, okay? God's work, which he tells you to do. Because some of the rewards he will give you. You're listening to me, children. Some of those rewards, some of those blessings he will give you for doing his work might come when you are like a mother. Some of them include God giving you a lot of money and you become rich. Children, who wants to be rich? But when you start obeying God, God will be like, this one has done for me this. In future, I'm going to make her rich so she can be a blessing to the poor people, to her church. You understand? Sometimes children, okay, God can bless you by blessing your parents so that your parents can do great things for you. Do you understand? God can make you famous. Many things. But some of them it will be because when you are 6 years, when you are 9 years, you obeyed me and you did for me this. And then God blesses you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes God can make you brilliant at school as a blessing for having done what? His work. Makes you brilliant at school. Or he makes you go to the school you want to go to after P7 or whatever grade, whatever. You understand? And God blesses you with taking you to that school that you want. Do you understand? So, obeying God even when things are hard, you pray to God for him to help you. And when you do that, one day, he will reward you for that. And even when Jesus comes, as it says in Revelation 22, okay, Jesus says that, behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his what? His work. Glory be to God. Children, have you learned something? Okay, have you really learned something? Should I ask you a question? Okay, if you have learned something, that is good. I believe you. Glory be to God. Let us invite Auntie Joanne to come and close the service. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.